Good afternoon, Bill. Just curious, what you see that stands out as different about the Broncos from maybe the last time we saw them in the AFC Championship game?
Well, I think there's some obviously different, few different people personnel-wise, but there's a lot more carryover than there are differences. But there's, you know, definitely some new players there. Scheme-wise, I think it's, you know, similar. Again, a few differences, but not radical. So, you know, I think the players are the main difference, and you know, we all know who they are.
At running back, what do you see from Hillman that might be different from some of the other guys they've had in that position in the past?
You know, we've seen Hillman, in the past, and he's been, you know, very explosive and dynamic guy. Looked like his playing time was diminished a little bit last year with, you know, some ball security issues, but they haven't shown up this year. But he's a, you know, quick, elusive player that has a good burst through the hole, good vision, explosive guy, turn a short play into a long run or catch. You know, he's got a lot of big playability, a lot of quickness and speed, and he's a dangerous guy back there.
Bill, I just wanted to ask you about one of those new guys for them, Emmanuel Sanders. How have you seen Broncos try to make the most of his skill set so far this season? I know he's had some pretty big games the last few weeks here.
All right, well, they have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of obviously good, very good players on offense at all the positions on the offensive line, all the skill positions. So it looks like they're able to pretty much go to, you know, whoever's, you know, got the best matchup or whoever the lightest the coverage is, whether it be in the running game or in the passing game. You know, Sanders has certainly been an explosive player for him. You know, I think their receiver averages are a little bit misleading because they, you know, they throw a bunch of, you know, bubble screens and look passes and things like that out there. But, you know, Sanders is certainly, you know, a big play, has big play potential. He's got very good speed and receiving skills, good receiver down the field. So, you know, he's dangerous on, they're all dangerous on catch and run plays. I'd say Sanders is like Thomas, dangerous on vertical routes, routes that, you know, where he can run through the defense. And, so they use them all in a combination of ways. You know, it's just not one thing. You stay back on them, they'll throw short. If you get up on them, they'll throw deep. But, you know, those guys that have a real good deep speed like Thomas and Sanders, you know, have made some plays over the top of the defense, and that's obviously a concern in terms of defending the Broncos.
Bill, conversely, with regards to Denver's defense, what has been the key in watching them the last couple of years to their ability to defend the run so well?
Well, you know, they have they give you a few different looks up front, and, you know, Knighton's a big force in the middle. They have you know, a lot of good run players up there, good solid guys, you know, like Wolf, and they do a good job of defeating blocks, playing good technique. They have good team speed at the linebacker position, whether it be Trevathan or Marshall, Irving, obviously Von Miller. So whoever happens to be in there, those guys run well. So even when there's a hole, it doesn't seem like it stays open very long. They close quickly, converge quickly, but they've had a lot of runs for no yards, 1 yard, in addition to the some of the negative plays. And there's a lot of times where there's just nothing there in the running game, and now it's second and long or third and long, and then they kind of really got you where they want you. So they're a combination of, you know, good inside players, multiple schemes in terms of blitzes and moving the front a little bit, or giving you a different look on the front, night and inside, their team speed and overall athleticism. Those are all problems.
Bill, I know these things can come together quickly. We have a few more hours left in this trade deadline. I was curious if you had any feel for if there'd be a move today, if there's anything in the works, if there's anything you could shed light on in that area.
Yeah, I've been watching Denver film all morning. That's all I can tell you.
And then if I can just follow up on one thing with Brandon Bolden, you know, we saw that very impressive special teams tackle in Sunday's game, and it just got me curious if how much is his value on special teams as sort of a core guy for you? Has that sort of affected how you've approached filling Stephen Ridley's void, you know, with Jonas getting some more time, the idea that if you put Brandon in that role, it might affect your ability to use him as much as you do in the kicking game?
Well, I think all those things are considerations, Mike. You know, we have to play all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. There are a lot of defensive players involved in the kicking game. There are a few offensive players involved in the kicking game. Bolden and Slater would be the probably the top two of those guys. You know, that is a consideration. Certainly running back on offense is a big consideration, too. So, Brandon's played a lot of different roles for us in the 3 years he's been here now. Early down running back, third down, subtype situations, and fourth down. So there's a lot of versatility. You know, we have other players at his position, other players on the team not at his position that are involved in the kicking game. So I think all that just kind of is a little bit of a, you know, how it fits together, what the priorities are, what our options are. But Brandon's a good option for us because he does a lot of things for us, and he was a smart kid. Doesn't have many missed assignments, so he's able to you know, perform multiple, do multiple things for us. So it's just a question of how it all fits together in that particular game or game plan.
Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Good,
Bob. Good, Coach. Coach, just the obvious, but obviously you know it a lot better than I do. What is it about Peyton that makes him so so hard to defend? And the other part of it is, has anything changed with him this season in terms of, you know, with Marino gone? And that being said, that's the question, yeah.
Well, I think if you know, it doesn't really matter who's out there with him. Whoever it is, yeah. He finds a way to utilize them at different players at different positions and different combinations, and guys have been out and other guys have been in, and you know, all that. But no matter who it is out there, he does a good job of finding ways to utilize the skills of the particular group that's out there relative to their defensive matchup. And
yeah,
seems like he causes every defense a problem every week for the last like 15 years or however long it's been. So, got to know who the other people are out there. You've got to, you know, everybody's got to do their job to defend them. You can't just stop one guy or one thing, but he does a great job of utilizing his players, his resources relative to what the defense is giving them and what, you know, what looks best, a combination of his personnel versus where the defense is soft. I mean, he's good because he does everything good, really. I don't think there's any weak points in his game. He's very smart. Has a great understanding of, you know, concepts and timing, game management, clock management, situation, football, third down, red area, great utilization of the field from sideline to sideline, and attacking the deep part of the field, very accurate, great decision maker, quick release, you know, has very few negative plays where, you know, something happens that just the quarterback might be able to keep the team out of. He very rarely puts his team at risk on plays like that, where there's like an unblocked guy right at the point of attack, or you know, those kind of things. He's always able to get to something else that doesn't, you know, that doesn't create a problem. That's a soft, somewhat of a soft entry point to the defense, one way or another. So, it's pretty much everything, really. I don't think there's any weaknesses in his game.
Thank you.
Sure.
Just wanted to follow up. I know you mentioned Terrence Knighton as a sort of a big presence for them in defending the run, but I'm wondering if, from what you've seen, he has any effect on helping their pass rush and allowing those guys like Ware and Miller to get to the quarterback a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, he does a good job in the pass rush, too. I mean, a big part of Ware and Miller is, you know, coming off the edge, coming outside, and, you know, if the quarterback can step up into the pocket, then he's able to kind of get away from those guys a little bit, although they bring him inside on stunts and that kind of thing, too. But, you know, a quarterback definitely wants to be able to step up away from those edge rushers, but when the middle of the pocket's being pushed and they can't step up, then it just puts the quarterback that much closer to the edge rush and closer to Miller and Ware. So, you know, Knighton is a big part of that. And I know we had certainly had a lot of trouble with him last year. He was a big factor in the AFC Championship game in both the run and the pass. So blocking him and being able to neutralize him is going to be important in attacking the Broncos. He does a good job in the middle, and they have good edge guys. And so it's, if one becomes a problem, then that just makes the other things more of a problem, if that makes any sense. So, I have to do a good job all the way across the board. He's definitely a problem.